very clear, and indeed the economist Roman Lines, who gives a commentary on the report, has put the sharp increases, in particularly in the last 3 months, down to the government policy in terms of Help to Buy scheme and also the changes that have taken place in terms of the central bank rules. We in Sinn Féin have pointed out to the government from day one that what is called the Help to Buy scheme was only a scheme that would push up house prices and wouldn't actually help individuals. And if you see just where prices are at in Donegal, the average house now is €10,532 dearer than it was this time last year. So this is the type of trajectory that we're on. And what we need to do is stop house prices increasing, because if they continue to increase at the level that they're increasing, it will be beyond the reach of many families out there, particularly with the type of incomes that we have in many sectors in Donegal. So it's crucial that the Help to Buy scheme, which is pushing up house prices right across the board, more so in Dublin than anywhere else, but very much so also in Donegal, that it is suspended immediately and a full review is carried out before it would take place again.
Many would see the increase in house prices as a positive for the economy, but do you think the local community will suffer more with the hike in house prices?
Look, what we're about to see, if we continue to see this type of trend in the next number of months, is we are going to continue to see a repetition of what happened during the boom. If you take, for example, Dublin, and many people in Donegal are living in Dublin, if the house prices there increased in the last 3 months alone by €17,500 in 3 months. The whole race to get on the property ladder is about to start again. In Donegal, people will start talking about it, that if I wait another year to buy my house, it'll be an extra €10,500 dearer. So therefore, let's get on now. And that's when people start to panic. That's when pressure is put on for very few houses that are to be sold. We have a record low number of houses. And what all of that does is it pushes up prices. The only winners here are the banks and the developers. The people who are the losers are young couples and people who want to start off in life trying to purchase a new house. We need to keep ensure that house prices are kept low. It shouldn't be something that you have to pay a large proportion of your income for 30 or 40 years. It got completely out of control, and what we're seeing at this point in time is it going out of control again. And that's, and the problem here is that it is government's policies that is forcing it out of control, and that's why we're saying to the government that you should have listened to Sinn Féin from day one, but at least now with the evidence we have from the last increase in house prices, you need to now do the right thing, and Fianna Fáil needs to withdraw their support from this scheme, which is a flawed scheme, and it needs to be suspended without delay.